平安。
Peace to everyone.
啊，今天早上跟大家来查考约伯亲眼见神。
This morning we would like to study Job saw God with his own eyes.
啊，约伯记是圣经里面在探讨受苦的问题一部很重要的书。
The book of Job is a very important piece of the Bible discussing suffering.
为什么人会受苦？
Why do people suffer?
啊，这个是每一个人都在想的一个问题。
This is a question that every person thinks of.
有的是我们的亲人受苦，有的是我们自己在受苦。
Sometimes it's when our loved ones suffer, and sometimes it is when we suffer.
啊，有的是啊，现在在受苦，有的是将来我们会受苦。
Sometimes it is about our present suffering, or perhaps about future suffering.
那信仰的一个好处就是我们在受苦当中可以找到意义。
But the benefit of having faith is that in the midst of suffering, we can find meaning.
那这个受苦就不是没有意、没有价值的。
And then the suffering is not in vain.
那如果一个人没有信仰，在受苦当中哦，找不到意义。
But a person who has no faith, has no purpose in suffering.
那我们在受苦当中很难受，你就觉得这个好像受咒诅一样。
So when a person undergoes suffering, then they feel that they are cursed.
啊，约伯记的第一章跟第二章在记载约伯的受苦，现在我们很少人受这种苦。
And in Job chapters 1 and 2, we see the kind of suffering Job went through is something that very few of us have to today.
那约伯记里面记载约伯受什么苦呢？
And what kind of suffering did Job endure?
第一个，他所有的财产都没有了。
First, he lost all of his property.
他本来是一个富有人家。
He was a wealthy man.
一夜之间财产都没有了。
But in one night, he lost everything.
这只是开始。
That was just the beginning.
那接下去啊，在一夜之间他的孩子都死掉了。
And on the same day, he lost all his children.
他有七个儿子，三个女儿。
He had seven sons and three daughters.
十个都死掉了。
All ten of them died.
我们可以想象约伯的心有多难过。
We can try to imagine how sorrowful Job was.
那在这个受苦当中，约伯的太太不但没有帮助他，告诉他说，你弃掉神死了，算了。
But in this circumstance, Job not only did not receive comfort, his wife told him, curse God and die.
最困难的时候，太太背叛了他。
And in the most difficult time, his wife left him.
但是约伯没有离开神。
But Job did not depart from God.
那最后一个就是约伯的肉体。
And finally, Job suffered physically.
他从头到脚都生疮。
From head to toe, he was covered with sores.
然后他很痒，就拿瓦片来刮身体。
And he was in such discomfort, he scraped himself with a potsherd.
他的朋友本来要来看他，一看到他这么痛苦啊，七天七夜，一句话也讲不出来。
And when his friends came to visit him, they saw he was in such suffering they could not speak for 7 days and 7 nights.
所以约伯的受苦是人类当中啊最大的一种苦。
So the suffering he underwent is the greatest suffering any person can endure.
他从约伯记第二章啊，他的三个朋友就第三章开始，他的三个朋友就要说服约伯，你今天受苦是因为你犯罪。
And from chapter 3, his friends start to instruct Job that his suffering is because he has sinned.
但是约伯虽然承认说他有一点小罪，但是约伯不承认说他的罪大到神用这么大的苦难来刑罚他。
And Job acknowledges that while he is not perfect, his sins do not amount to the amount of suffering he is undergoing.
那在第一章里面说约伯是一个完全正直敬畏神远离恶事的人。
And we saw that Job was blameless and upright, one who feared God and shunned evil.
甚至旧约圣经有提到三个义人蒙神纪念，这里面有一个是约伯。
And in the Old Testament, there were three characters that God deemed righteous. One of them was Job.
所以约伯在当时的世代是一个大好人。
So in his time, Job was a righteous man.
非常受尊重。
He He was extremely well respected.
大家听到他的名都赞美他。
Everyone who knew of him praised him.
所以他的三个朋友一直说，你今天受这么苦，一定是你犯罪，约伯不能接受。
So when his friends, said that his suffering was due to his sin, he could not accept this.
就这样一直辩论辩到37章。
And, they debated back and forth about this point, until chapter 37.
约伯还是没有办法接受。
And Job still did not acknowledge it.
那他的朋友也没话说了。
And his friends ran out of arguments.
现在神要来解决这个问题，那到底约伯为什么受苦？
So then God himself answers the question why Job is suffering.
所以从38章开始，神就开始在旋风第一节，在旋风中跟约伯讲话。
So from chapter 38, the first verse says, God answered Job out of the whirlwind.
然后39章、40章、41章，一共三章神讲话。
And in chapters 39, 40, and 41, God speaks.
那到42章约伯就完全顺服在神的旨意当中。
And in chapter 42, Job completely submits to God.
也就是他接受神安排给他的苦难。
That is, he accepts the suffering that God has given.
而且对神充满着感谢。
And he is also filled with a heart of thanksgiving.
那首先我们看约伯受苦至少有两个很重要的意义。
So there are two main purposes for Job's suffering.
首先我们看约伯记19章。
Let's read Job chapter 19.
约伯记19章。
Job chapter 19.
25节。
Verse 25.
约伯记19章的25节。
Job chapter 19, verse 25.
我知道我的救赎主活着，末者末了必站在地上。26节。
26.
我这个皮肉灭绝之后，我必在肉体之外得见神。27节。
27.
我自己要亲眼见他，并不像外人，我的心肠在我里面消灭了。这里约伯讲一句话非常重要。
Here Job says something very important.
他说，我这皮肉灭绝之后，我要在肉体之外得见神。
And here it says, after my skin is destroyed, this I know, that I shall see God.
肉体之外得见神。
Apart from my flesh.
这个就是指着将来进到天国，能够面对面见到神。
That means in heaven, he will see God face to face.
那约伯在最痛苦的时候，
When Job was in his most intense suffering,
他对自己的肉体已经没有希望。
He had no hope in his own flesh.
因为他生病这么重。
Because he was under such severe sickness.
在那个时候，他忽然间发现人生一个最真实的盼望是你离开肉体之后能够到天国干到神。
And he realized that the greatest hope, the most real hope we can have, is that to see God apart from our flesh.
使他的人生的盼望从今生从肉体转移到来世，转移到天国。
That his hope turned from hope in the flesh to hope of heaven.
有时候我们看到一个人离世以前受苦这么多，我们觉得很同情，就想说如果神是慈爱的就早一点召他回去了，不要受这么多苦。
Sometimes, when we see a person, at the end of their life, they may be undergoing great suffering, and we may hope for them, that God lessens their suffering here and takes them back to heaven.
所以有时候我们在看到一个人在受苦，我们也觉得说，一生中一个很大的福气就是你过你该过的，做你该做的事情，那要死的时候马上死就好，不要受苦。
And our hope is that once we have finished whatever we have to do in this world, that we may go to heaven without suffering.
但是如果一个人活得很健康，忽然死了，
if a person is very healthy all their lives and then suddenly dies,
有时候这不一定是福气。
This may not necessarily be a blessing.
虽然他不必受苦，但不一定是福气。
Even though they did not suffer, it may not be a blessing.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们要在肉体之外得见神。
Because apart from our flesh, we need to see God.
我们将来到天国去看到神。
We have to see God in heaven.
那要看到这个圣洁的神之前，我们人需要有一些准备。
So in order to see the holy God, we have to prepare ourselves.
比方说很多人早上起来上班之前先洗澡，然后装饰打扮。
For example, when we go to work in the morning, we have to get up and dress ourselves and prepare ourselves.
那你再去上班。
So that we can go to work.
那如果你要参加一个很重要的宴会，你更是注意自己的装饰。
Or if you go to a very important engagement, of course you will look your best.
甚至你要结婚的那一天，很重要一天，可能你就想了好几个月，那天发型要怎么样，打扮要怎么样，衣服要怎么样，鞋子要怎么样，都想得很好。
And for your wedding day, of course, this kind of planning goes on months in advance.
因为那是一个很重要的一天。
Because that is the most important day.
可能一生只有一次。
Probably just once in your life.
但是我们人最重要的一天就是你到天国见到神。
But for us, the most important day is the day you go to heaven and see God.
那个是人生最满足的一天。
That is the time when we are most fulfilled.
你一生拜神拜五六十年。
You may have worshipped God for 50 or 60 years.
到底神是怎么样的一个神?
What kind of God is God?
我们只听听到底神怎样，我们真的不知道。
We may have heard about God, but we don't really know.
所以圣经说，我们对神的认识好像对着镜子看，模糊不清。
And the Bible says that we may only know God through a dark mirror. It's not clear to us now.
因为肉体是有限的。
Because our flesh is limited.
神是无限的。
God is unlimited.
所以用有限的肉体要去认识无限的神，好像古代用那个铜插的镜子一样，好像有，但是模糊不清。
And so for us to use our flesh to try to understand God is like looking in an antique mirror.
那将来我们这个灵魂从肉体出来,
But when our soul leaves this body,
我们在天国要全然认识神。
We will see God in completion.
因为在灵界里面就已经没有限制了。
Because in the spiritual world, there will be no limitation.
你要亲眼看到神。
We will see God face to face.
那个是你一生最大的满足。
And that will be the most satisfying time in your life.
你可以看到神坐在高高的宝座上。
You can see God sitting in on his throne.
充满着荣耀。
Full of glory.
千万的天使在他的周围在歌颂圣哉圣哉。
And all of the angels surrounding him proclaiming his glory.
那是最满足的。
That is the most wonderful time.
这个就是我们人一直在努力的盼望的一天。
And this is the greatest hope that we have.
那既然我们有这个盼望,
And since we have this hope,
我们要预备。
We must prepare ourselves.
预备自己将来到天国可以看到神。
We must prepare ourselves to come to that day.
因此我们在肉体受苦的时候, 常常就告诉我们,
So when we suffer in the flesh,
我们的时候已经快到, 在地上的时候快到。
It often reminds us that our time in this world is limited.
所以我们要在属灵上好好的准备。
So we must prepare ourselves spiritually.
那将来我们可以到天国真的看到神。
And then we can go to heaven and see God ourselves.
如果你开一部车子。
If you drive a car.
那车子开始到处都发生问题了。
And the car starts having problems.
你可能知道你需要买一部新车。
You then know that it's about time to change to a new car.
你开始积钱, 那最后你车子坏了, 就买一部新车。
And you save up money so that if your car breaks down, you can buy a new one.
但是当我们这个身体渐渐在出毛病,
When our body starts to fail,
这里毛病, 那里毛病,
If we have sicknesses here and there,
到最后你发现没有办法修,
You realize that there's not too much you can do to fix it.
渐渐朽坏。
Because our bodies also deteriorate.
那你就会发现很着急啊, 我这个肉体越来越衰退。
And then we may become worried. Why am I becoming weaker?
比方说，你年轻的时候你来聚会。
For example, when you come to service.
你看到人打瞌睡，你怎么不能同情？怎么到教会里面来打瞌睡？
If you're young and you see everybody else sleeping, you can think to yourself, why is everybody sleeping?
但是你到五六十岁。
But when you get to 50 or 60.
你就发现，不能够控制的，你也在打瞌睡。
But you realize that you are falling asleep yourself.
因为你的器官已经开始在老化了。
Because your organs are starting to fail.
那我们在年轻的时候,
When we're younger,
跟老人在走路,
When we walk with an older person,
我们走得很慢, 但是老人还跟不上,
We might be walking very slowly, but they can't keep up.
有时候我们虽然不讲, 但心里在想, 跟他走路真的浪费时间。
And even though we don't say anything, we may think it's such a waste of time to try to slow down.
但是有一天我们发现, 奇怪, 怎么前面的人走这么快, 我都跟不上。
But one day we may start thinking, why is everybody walking so fast? I can't keep up.
对他来讲, 他是走得很慢。
And to the other person, they are walking slowly.
为什么我们跟不上呢?
But yet we can't keep up.
你已经老了。
It's because you are older now.
好像那车子，你一直加油已经踩到底了，但是就是这么快，别人一个一个就跑过去了。
Just like a car, and it's later years, you step on the gas, but it won't go any faster.
有一天呢，我觉得身体很冷。
One day, I felt very cold.
我的女儿说, you are getting old.
My daughter said, you're getting old.
那年轻穿了一件就好了。
When I was younger, I could just wear a shirt.
所以当一个人的身体开始在出毛病的时候，已经告诉我们了，我们要准备了。
So when we feel our bodies starting to decline, it reminds us it's time to prepare.
要准备得见神。
It's time to prepare to meet God.
那这个就是神给我们患难一个目的。
So this is one of the reasons why we suffer.
因为我们年轻的时候，我们整个精神都是灌注在这个今世这世位上的成功。
Because when we're young, all of our energies are focused on success in this world.
可能属灵上都没有花什么时间。
And perhaps we don't spend much time on our spiritual life.
可能我们犯很多罪，我们都没有悔改。
We may have sinned a lot, but not repented.
可能我们的脾气很硬，我们都没有改变。
Maybe our character is very strong-headed and we don't change.
那这样就离开世界要去见神很可怕了。
But if we were to leave this world in that state, it would be terrible.
我们是赤身肉体，怎么去见神？
If we're naked, how can we meet God?
所以神给我们一段时间要准备。
So God has given us time to prepare.
好，我们看哥林多后书。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书的第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章的第一节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 1.
我们原知道这地上的帐篷若拆毁了，必得见神所造，不是人所造，在天上永存的房屋。第二节。
Verse 2.
哥林多后书5章2节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 2.
我们在这个帐篷里叹息声响，得那从天上来的好房屋，好穿上衣服，倘若穿上被遇见的时候，就不至于赐身。第四节。
Verse 3 and 4.
我们在这个帐篷里叹息劳苦，并非愿意脱下这个，乃是愿意穿上那个，好叫这必死的被生命吞灭。这个第四节也做一句话，好叫这必死的被生命吞灭。
In the last part of verse 4, we read that mortality may be swallowed up by life.
必死的是什么?
What is mortality?
我们带有肉体的这个生命。
We have a life in the flesh.
被生命吞灭。
And we are swallowed up by life.
就是死被生所吞吃下去的，没有了，没有死了。
That is that death is swallowed up by life, and there's no more death.
也就是我们肉体死了之后，我们能够到来世去，那里就没有死亡了，已经被主耶稣里面的永生把它取代了。
And when our life in this world is finished, we enter into the new life, which has no death.
所以约伯在患难当中的，他把他的盼望从今生转移到来世去见神。
So in the midst of Job's suffering, his hope turned from this world to the next life.
这个是人生观的一个很大的改变。And
this is a very important change in our attitude towards life.
当然我们很平安的时候能够这样改变最好，但是有时候要借着一些苦难，我们才能够从盼望从今生移到来世。And
of course it's best if we make this change ourselves, but sometimes it takes suffering for us to realize this.
有一个弟兄在离世之前。
There's a brother who, before he passed away,
差不多离世前差不多一个月,
about 1 month before he died,
我差不多几天就去看他一次,
I would visit him every few days.
那有一天呢，我就一直跟他聊天,
and once I was talking with him,
我说你这样天天躺在床上，你在想什么?
I asked him, if you're lying here in the bed every day, what do you think about?
他说我天天在看窗户,
I look out the window,
在看什么?
What do you look at?
我在看 接我的天使来到。I
look at that my time is near.
他知道他已经到人生的最后一个时刻。And
he knew that the time in this world was closing.
但是他的人生很有盼望。But
yet he still had great hope.
他知道他要去哪里。He
knew where he was going.
所以他盼望天使来带他回去。So
he was waiting for the angels coming to take him away.
所以在他的离世这一段时间，虽然很痛苦，我们没有看他讲过一句埋怨的话。
So through that time that I spent with him, I never heard him complain.
啊, 因为他是活在盼望里面的。
Because he lived a life of hope.
那人有这个盼望, 就有能力来受苦。
If a person has this kind of hope, then we have the strength to endure suffering.
我们看, 帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章。
Let's look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
啊, 帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章。
1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
第三节,
verse 3.
第一章的第三节,
First Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 3.
在神我们父面前不住地纪念你们因为信心所做的功夫，因为爱心所受的劳苦，因为盼望我们主耶稣基督所存的忍耐。这里带着信仰生活的三大内容。
And here we see the three aspects of our life of faith.
第一个是信心。
First is faith.
第二个是爱心。
Second is love.
第三个是, 啊, 盼望。
And the third is hope.
信心的对象是神。
The object of our faith is God.
爱心的对象是神。
The object of love is other people.
盼望的对象是天国。
And the object of hope is heaven.
那因为有对神有信心, 所以我们生活中会, 啊, 做很多的功夫, 别人做不出来。
So because of our faith, we can do much work that others cannot do.
啊, 因为有爱心, 所以我们就会受劳苦。
And because of love, we are willing to labor.
这是很多父母本身啊, 亲自的体验。
This is the experience of many parents.
因为对天国有盼望, 所以我们能够忍耐。
And because of our hope in heaven, we have patience.
啊, 所以, 啊, 一个人啊, 当人生的这个盼望已经来到了将来要见神的时候, 我们今生的苦难就能够忍受下去。
And if we have a true hope in meeting God soon, then we have patience to wait for.
这是约伯受苦第一个好处。
So this was the first benefit of Job's suffering.
使他的盼望从今世转移到来世。
So that his hope could turn from this world to the eternal life.
从地上转到天国。
From earth to heaven.
哦, 从物质的享受转到神。
From the physical enjoyment to the joy in God.
这是第一个好处。
This is the first benefit.
第二个好处。
The second benefit.
我们来看约伯记42章。
Let's look at Job chapter 40.
约伯记42章。
Job chapter 42.
第五节。
Verse 5.
约伯记42章的第五节。
Job chapter 42 verse 5.
我从前风闻有你，但现在亲眼看见你。
Job 42 verse 5. I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you.
这个从前风闻有你是多久以前?
And here Job says, I heard of you. How long ago did he hear?
就是约伯还没有受苦以前。
That is, he heard before he suffered.
风闻有你就是在理论上,在观念上知道有神。
In other words, he knew in his rationale that there is a God.
那因为他知道神,所以他敬畏神,他就远离恶事。
And because he knew there was a God, he departed from evil.
啊, 但是现在亲眼看见你。
But now he sees him with his own eyes.
现在就是指着约伯经历这个苦难到现在,他的信仰有一个成长。
So now refers to after his suffering, he has grown in faith.
那成长就是到一个程度说,我现在亲眼看到你。
And his growth allows him to see God.
这个亲眼看到你就是一种对神更深刻的认识,还有对神更深刻的体验。
And this seeing God is a deeper understanding and experience of God.
所以这是信仰的一个提升。
So this is an elevation of faith.
有时候是在受苦当中达成。
And sometimes this can only occur through suffering.
真的,如果你一生画一个数学的这个指标。
If you chart out your life.
啊, 而发现说,我们信仰进步最快,大概有两个阶段。
And we can see that there are probably two times in which our faith grows the fastest.
第一个阶段就是我们刚刚来慕道要信耶稣的时候。
The first is when we first learned about Jesus and came to believe.
那个时候我们会信耶稣一定有一些原因。
And the reason for our belief must have been particular reason.
不然我们怎么会活得三四十年、四十五十年，忽然间要改变，我要去信耶稣呢？
And otherwise, why would we live our lives for several decades and then suddenly want to believe?
有的是生病祷告得医治。
Some people believed after they were ill and prayed and healed.
有的是空虚到主里面得满足。
Some people felt empty and then found fullness in God.
有的是家庭有问题祷告得解决。
Some people had family problems and found a solution.
所以每一个人原因不太一样。
So everybody's reason for believing is different.
所以我们人生做一个重大的改变，我今天开始要信耶稣。
So we have a fundamental change in our lives when we come to believe in Jesus Christ.
我不拜祖宗了，我把祖宗全部都拿走了，把佛像全部都拿走了。
We'll take away all the prior idols or objects of worship and only focus on God.
那一段时间，我们的信仰成长很快。
And so during that period of time, our faith grows very quickly.
我们体验很多。
And we have many experiences of God.
那再来，大概我们信仰就开始一个很平稳的情况下。
And then our faith stabilizes.
就停到那个地方。
And becomes static.
因为有时候我们看信主五年、十年，好像跟我也一样。
Because some people who have believed for many years look about the same.
当我们觉得周围的人跟我一样的时候，我们就停在那里。
When we think that everybody else is just like me, then we are in a static phase.
那第二个阶段开始在成长，就是你遇到困难。
But then our faith starts to grow again, often when we suffer.
好像你的周围的路全部都断绝了。
As if all of the paths that you have around you are broken.
好像约伯一样，他已经没路可走了。
Just like Job, he had nowhere else to turn.
以前他很发达的时候，到处都朋友来，他的家庭门庭若市。
When he was wealthy and in prosperity, he was always well received and had many friends.
那现在他遇到患难，朋友全跑光了。
And now that he's under suffering, all of his friends are gone.
连他太太跟他生病啊，气味很难闻，也跑掉了。
Even his wife completely rejected him.
所以他人生已经无路可走了。
So Job had nowhere else to turn for help.
当他无路可走的时候，他只有一条路，他的眼睛要往上看。
When he had no road to take, his only path was to look up to heaven, to God.
就在他开始仰望神的时候，他的灵性就开始往上爬。
So when he turned his eyes to God, that is when his faith started to climb.
今天我们在世界上啊，太多事情让我们分心。
And there are too many things in this world that distract us.
虽然我们想要追求神,
even though we want to pursue God,
但是我们太多事情,
but there are too many things.
没有办法用心,
it's hard to focus.
那我们知道信仰是我们的心的问题,
and we know that faith is a matter of our heart.
神是到处都有神,
of course, God is everywhere.
我们过去对神这么多体验,
and we've had so many experiences.
为什么我们现在对神没有体验呢?
Why is it that we don't experience God now? God has not changed. It's that our heart has changed.
为什么同一个教会聚会这么多人?
Why is it that in this church there are so many people who worship together?
有很多人来讲神对他的是又真又活的神。
And for some people, God is very living and true.
但是对有一些人来讲半信半疑。
But some people have lukewarm faith.
神是同一位神。
It's the same God.
为什么每一个人对神的反应不一样?
But why is it that everyone's response to God is different?
到最后还是心的问题。
In the end, it's a matter of your heart.
所以有一天我们发现世界你已经无路可走了。
So one day we may find ourselves with nowhere to turn.
那我们就会专心依靠神。
Then we will focus all of our energy on God.
那在我们专心依靠神的时候，我们灵性就往上提升了。
And when we totally rely on God, then our faith starts to climb up.
这个就是约伯受试炼的第二个好处。
And this was the second benefit that Job received from suffering.
使他的灵性往上提升。
His faith was elevated.
所以他说，我以前听说有神。
So he said, I had heard of God.
是别人告诉我，是我听的。
Other people told him, and he knew of God through them.
那现在我亲眼看到神。
But now my eye sees you.
这个信仰是一个很大的一个长进。
So this is a very important leap in his faith.
那我们看看到底约伯真的肉眼看到神吗?
And can we say that Job actually saw God with his own eyes?
如果从38章开始啊，神没有真的显现。
If we look at chapter 38, God did not appear to Job physically.
因为神住在众人所不能够靠近的光里面。
Because God lives in an inapproachable glory.
所以没有人看过神。
So no one has seen God.
那为什么约伯说我亲眼看到神呢?
So why did Job say then, I see God with my own eyes?
主耶稣曾经说,
Jesus said,
清心的人有福了。
Those who are pure in heart are blessed.
什么福气?
What kind of blessing?
还要看到神。
For they shall see God.
我想我们当中很多人体会到, 我哪一段时间我比较清心, 我的信仰比较多体验。
And I'm sure many of us have remembered when our heart is pure, we experience God more.
那个清净就是表示说没有罪。
And the pureness in heart is no sin.
没有罪就是我们跟神没有阻隔。
And without sin, then we have no barrier between ourselves and God.
所以我们对神的体验很活泼。
So then we experience God very fully.
那个叫做亲眼见神。
And that is how we see God ourselves.
所以约伯说我亲眼看神是指着在这一段时间他对神的体验很深刻很活泼。
So Job says when he sees God with his eye, his experience of God is very real and living.
那前面我们在讲约伯的三个朋友一直变，要使约伯顺服下来。你今天受苦就是因为犯罪，都没有办法使约伯安静下来。
And even though all three of his friends tried to argue against Job and convince him that it was his sin, Job was not comforted.
那38章开始,
but in chapter 38,
神开始讲话,
when God speaks,
神一开始讲话,
then Job is silent.
所以人世间的任何一个问题哦, 到最后神出面问题就解决了。
So in any problem that we encounter, whenever God appears, the problem is gone.
所以有时候我们要帮人解决问题。
So sometimes, if we want to help someone solve their problems,
你想尽办法怎么帮不上啊?
You try to think of every solution, but you can't really help.
为什么帮不上啊?
Why?
因为我们没有把他带到神的面前。
Because we have failed to bring them before God.
我们只是把他带到我的面前说我要帮助他，帮不上啊。
We've only used our own efforts and said, we can help you, but we can't.
但是有一天如果我们把他带到神的面前,
but if one day we allow them to come before God,
让他直接面对神,
if they see God face to face,
问题就解决了,
then the solution is there.
所以很多很复杂的问题, 其实答案很简单。
So there are many complicated problems with a simple solution.
你看主耶稣去参加婚宴,
for example, Jesus attending the wedding,
酒用尽了,
there was no wine left.
还有几百个人在那里, 参加婚宴,
and there were hundreds of people at the wedding banquet.
请问你能够怎么解决?
What could you do?
没有办法。
There's nothing you could do.
很多人发现这个问题,
and many people knew about the problem.
大家都不知道怎么办,
but no one knew the solution.
但是主耶稣的母亲玛利亚,
but Jesus' mother, Mary,
她从她怀胎主耶稣, 她最清楚这个孩子不是结婚生的。
And she knew from the time she carried him in his in her womb that he was not of this world.
是从圣灵怀胎的。
That he was conceived through the Holy Spirit.
所以他知道他所生下这个孩子就是神。
So she knew that this child is God himself.
因此他看到这个婚宴发生问题。
So when she saw there was a problem at the wedding,
他就把这个问题带来给主耶稣。
She brought the problem before Jesus.
说他们没有酒了。
And said there's no wine left.
所以主耶稣的母亲玛利亚, 她也不能够做什么, 因为她也是一个人。
Because Jesus' mother Mary was also human. She couldn't help either.
但是当她把这个问题带到主耶稣的面前,
but when she brought the problem before Jesus,
主耶稣就把水变成酒。
Then the Lord Jesus turned the water into wine.
而且这个酒后来的比前面的更好。
And that wine that he made was even sweeter than the wine before.
所以今天如果我们发现任何一个人有问题, 任何一个家庭有问题,
so if we have a problem or we know of someone with a problem,
可能我们在社会上经验很老道,很聪明,很多人就请教我们,
and perhaps we are very successful or very well respected in this world and many people come to us.
但是最保险的方法,
but the most effective method,
要把这个人带到神的面前,
is to bring this person before God,
让他仰望神,
and to allow them to see God.
问题就没有,
and then their problem will be solved.
所以38章神开始讲话, 约伯就没话可讲。
So when God speaks in chapter 38, Job is silent.
那到底神讲什么?
What did God say?
从圣经看起来, 神没有告诉约伯你为什么受试炼。
Actually, God doesn't directly answer why Job is suffering.
这个是约伯最想要知道, 我今天为什么受苦, 神一句话从头到尾都没有讲, 也没有给他答案。
Of course, that's the question in Job's mind. Why is he suffering? But God does not answer that question.
那神也没有告诉约伯,
and God did not tell Job,
到底你有没有罪?
Whether or not he had sinned.
都没有。
He didn't.
那因为这个约伯的问题怎么解决呢?
So how did Job's question get answered?
所以38章开始啊, 神就告诉约伯。
So in chapter 38, God starts to speak.
从38章一章啊, 神问约伯很多问题。
And in chapter 38, first, God asks many questions.
问什么问题?
What kinds of questions?
问有关于神的创造。
He questions Job regarding his creation.
第四节,
verse
4.
Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth?
约伯怎么有办法回答?
How could Job answer?
我们再看第八节。
Verse 8.
海水冲出如冲胞胎那时谁将它关闭呢?约伯也没有办法回答。
Job, of course, couldn't answer who shut in the sea with the doors.
所以这个38章就是在讲神创造那个伟大但是神用问题来问约伯约伯连一个问题也没有办法回答。
And this is to show Job how great the creation of God is, but of course, Job could not answer these questions.
当约伯没有办法回答的时候就证明自己很渺小也让他体会到神很伟大。
And when Job realized that he had no answers, he realized his own insignificance and God's greatness.
约伯的朋友一直挑战他，你有罪，但是约伯因为他知道他是一个大好人他没有办法谦卑来听这个问，听这个讲法。
And Job's friends tried to convince him that he was a sinner, but because Job knew he was righteous, he couldn't accept it.
但是当神开始讲话
，But when God spoke,
约伯一句话也讲不出来。
Job had nothing to say.
他知道在这个伟大的神面前他什么都不是。
He knew that before the Almighty God, he was nothing.
所以他变成非常的谦卑。
So then he became humble.
我们看40章的第三节。
Let's read chapter 40, verse 3.
于是约伯回答神说我是卑贱的我用什么回答你呢我只好用手来遮口。我说了一次不再回答我说两次就不再说。这是约伯开始在神面前谦卑。
And this is the first time we see Job humbles himself before God.
那三十九章神问很多问题。
In chapter 39, God asked many questions.
比方说牛肚子饿了谁给他吃
?For example, when the cattle is hungry, who feeds him?
乌鸦在天上叫是肚子饿了谁养它
?And the crow in the sky, who feeds the bird?
所以从这个三十九章提到神所造的这些动物是谁照顾他的
?And God asks all of the animals in the world who takes care of them.
这个约伯不能回答。
Of course, Job did not know.
是神照顾谁照顾他
?Only God knows.
是天上的神。
That he is the one who governs all.
39章是要让约伯知道神是一个很慈爱的神。
So chapter 39 shows Job how God is a merciful God.
所以38章、39章让神让约伯知道神是很伟大的神他创造真的39章代表神很慈爱的神他养活。
So, chapter 38 shows that God is an almighty God. He is the creator. Chapter 39 shows God is a loving God. He is the nurturer.
那42章然后从42章约伯就开始说。
And in chapter 42, Job continues.
我们看42章第二节。
Verse 2.
我知道你万事都能做你的旨意不能拦阻。42节。谁用无知的言语使你的旨意隐藏呢你所说的我是不能明白这是太奇妙我不能知道的。所以到最后约伯安静下来接受神所安排这个试炼在他身上。
So finally, Job quieted himself and accepted the test that God laid before him.
因为神太伟大。
Because God is too great.
神太慈爱。
God is too merciful.
所以这一位神所安排在我身上虽然我不能够了解因为神是太伟大太慈爱了所以我不需要解释我就把它感谢接受。
And finally, the resolution is that he did not have an answer to the suffering, but because God is almighty and merciful, he accepted it with submission.
所以有时候我们一直要问神说神啊，我为什么遇到这个事情？可能一辈子你找不到答案。
So there are times in our lives when we may ask a question and never find the answer.
我们到天国问神，你才会知道。
Only when we see God in heaven may we know.
但是有一件事实是真的。
But there is one thing that is true.
神是美善的。
That God is good.
神是全备的。
And God is absolute.
所以如果神允许它发生在我们身上。
So if God allows this to happen to us.
都有神隐藏美好的旨意在里面。
Then there must be His good will within it.
所以当我们对神认识更清楚的时候。
So when we come to know God better.
虽然有时候我们自己问题没有答案已经没有关系。
Even though we may not have an answer, it doesn't matter.
所以有时候你发现如果你对你的父亲真的很认识他真的很爱你又很聪明。
If you realize that you know the Father who is very wise and loving.
那他怎么跟你安排带领就顺他吧。
Then, of course, you will do whatever he plans.
虽然你不了解他为什么这样安排。
Even though you may not understand the reason,
但是你知道从他来是好的。
But you know that what comes from him is good.
那当约伯接受神给他这个旨意，
So once Job accepted God's will,
他的试炼就过去了。
And the test was finished.
所以42章约伯的试炼就结束了。
And so in chapter 42, it is the end of his suffering.
然后神开始祝福他。
And then God's blessing comes.
每一样都是加倍。
Everything has been added, multiplied.
所以神给人的意念不是降灾祸，是赐平安的意念。
So God's purpose in giving a suffering brings blessing.
神是好的。
God is good.
唱诗。
Let us sing a hymn.
206。
Hymn 206.